Trade. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Fire?
Ryan is dead.
How you doing, Stanky Leg?
High five from everyone.
Took it to the limit.
I have a horrible foot fetish.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox.
I'm Leo.
Let's go, Red Sox.
Hear me like a bow, bow, bow.
Go, Red Sox.
Hear me like a bow, bow, bow.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
Stop the hammering.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Does this ever get old?
Do you ever not like it? Having a nice hot grilled hot dog slice? You like it, right? Hot dog. Do you ever not like it? Having a grilled hot dog slice? Hot dog.
Sweetheart. Call me RKK.
You like it, right? Hot dog, hot dog, slice on.
Now we got. I always buy them lemonade.
Cheers, hot dog, hot dog.
No problem solved.
So I call him Mr. Lemonade.
Hot dog, hot dog.
That's cool with me.
Do you ever not like it? Having a nice hot grilled hot dog slice. You like it, right?
Aw, thanks for stopping by.
Pasta.
Everybody, good morning. We are the Touch from Rich Radio Program, Town Fair Tires Studios, 617-779-0985. Watching the TV when I first got in here, it's amazing. We've talked to him. The Shield is one of the great shows in television history. The last episode of The Shield is the perfect finale. Probably the greatest finale, in my opinion, in television history. It's rare for a show like that to end with a bang like that.
Sure.
But he is a total nerd and just awful.
You're talking about Michael Chiklis?
Yeah. Like, we had him on, and he insisted in talking about how he was singing at some crap here.
July 4th.
Oh, yeah. He was singing July 4th. He insisted on that.
And he wanted us to play his entire song.
Yeah, he wanted us to play a whole song by him. And then they were showing celebrities supporting the Patriots, which is, I don't know how you dug that out. But you think there's a comedian from the Boston area? And he put, I love the Patriots with all my H-A-H-H-H-H-T.
Oh, you can't do that. You talking about typing out the Boston accent?
Yeah.
You can't do that.
But first of all, even if you said, my God, I love the Patriots with all my heart, you'd still be like, Twitter. You'd still be like, why is this necessary? Like, why did you put this up? And who says I love this with all my heart? Who says that about anything?
Grandparents.
Oh, sure. Okay.
I love you, little Johnny, with all my heart. Here's a $5 bill for your birthday.
1930s movies and greeting cards say those things.
Yeah.
But why is that a sentiment that needs to be shared, first of all, for the world to see? And why does the television station put that up as if Michael Chiklis was at all relevant right now?
There's not a Super Bowl until there's a comment from Mark Wahlberg. We have to find out what he has to say.
I think he'd probably be excited. Well, he'll be there.
I guarantee. Oh, well, then hopefully he'll leave, because then the team will start playing well. That's the other thing, too, about Mark Wahlberg. We never really talked about this. You know how he left, obviously, before the big comeback at the Super Bowl, and he got a ton of crap for that. And at first, what was his, he had an excuse, there was an excuse that he used the first time, and then he came around and started blaming it on his son.
I was just going to say,
sick.
The kid is what I remember, him being sick, so he had to leave in the third quarter.
But then he, like, completely contradicted himself and said it was something else. So it's awesome that he just thought he'd blame his son and put it all on his son.
I don't know why it's necessary for him to justify anything. If you want to leave something, leave.
Because that's really funny. I think it's really, really funny that the team started winning as soon as superfan Mark Wahlberg.
I don't think it's funny. I mean, if you want to leave something, leave something.
What would have been the damage if he had stuck to his guns?
It's funny because he thought of an excuse that wasn't true.
I don't know why you just go like, yeah, I left. I was sick of being there.
Well, it was 28-3. I wanted to beat the traffic.
I was sick of being there and I wanted to leave. Well, I have a private plane.
You're saying something that a normal person would say, but instead, because he's superfan Mark Wahlberg, he had to say, oh, it was a medical reason. And then apparently he said that completely wasn't the case.
He obviously didn't love him with all his heart.
He did not. That's the worst. It's like people who live here for a little bit and then move to either Los Angeles for 20 years. They have to play up the fact that they're from Boston and like overdo it.
There's no, well, I don't care if you grew up here. There's no more annoying thing than being at an away game for the Red Sox. Because it all of a sudden, mid-July, hanging out the rafters, all the Red Sox fans. Red Sox and Cub fans. You know, okay, I get it. Yes, you're a Red Sox fan. This is game 80 in the season. Let's get over it a little bit. It's not that exciting. This isn't a must-win situation.
You talking about traveling fans, like obnoxious fan bases for the traveling
Angels
fan?
Game? Let's go, Red Sox!
No, I'm just like
Cubs are probably the worst.
No, it's a tie. Cubs and Red Sox.
Yeah,
no, because a lot of people move from both areas. I mean, so there's transplanted fans. So I would say it's not traveling fans. I don't know how many people travel to Atlanta to go see the Red Sox play, but every time the Red Sox were in town, or which is rarely, or every time the Cubs were in town, every moron came out to start screaming and yelling like it was Game 7 of the World Series. That was awful. Then that made you want to leave. All right, you know what? We're here to drink beers, and it's a nice day. It's a nice Sunday. Not hanging on every pitch with bated breath.
I guarantee you, somebody's already asked Mark Wahlberg for a quote on the Super Bowl.
Well,
if it has not happened yet.
Hopefully he loves him with all his heart.
With all his heart.
Yep.
Here we go. Yep. Thank you, Boston Globe. You've gotten your quote from Mark Wahlberg. He was on the Dan Patrick Show. And he said that, he goes, I think it's going to be close. Thank you, Mark Wahlberg. I appreciate that. And then he said that he has been praying for the Eagles to get back to the big game. He said that his prayers have been answered, but he's still rooting for the Pats. Way to go right down the middle there.
Well, it's that movie he did, Invincible, that has tied him forever to the Eagles.
Well, of course.
Why would you do the Dan Patrick Show? Where's the Dan Patrick Show on?
I told we had this discussion. It's on the Audience Network.
Okay, fine. So it's basically on Nowhere Satellite.
I don't know. I can look up the affiliates if you'd like, but it's not... Yeah, like easily findable in this area.
Well, I don't know
that's
where
true.
It's not on like Fox Sports. It's not on CBS Sports. It's not on ESPN Sports. I don't know where you would find the Dan Patrick Show. I don't know where it's on. So I don't know what the point of doing that is. You're yelling into a chasm. I honestly have no idea where you could hear Dan Patrick. It's not on in Detroit. It's not on in Atlanta. It's not on in Florida. It's not in the place. It's not on in Tennessee. It's not in the places that I go to. I don't understand why people would do the Dan Patrick Show. There's less listeners probably than here that listen, watch the Audience Network in the middle of the day, in the morning.
Shame on you. It's on in Jacksonville, Tampa, and Ocala, Florida. Fort Lauderdale.
If they're on FM stations, I'm going to jump off a cliff.
Let's see.
You know what they're on? They're on those like sports stations in markets that are lower than 50 that have one local show in the afternoon. They have to plug it in with like national programming.
Yeah, that's how it works.
They have one local show. It's on at like 2 o'clock.
And
then everything else is just plug and play.
Yeah, they used to run Mike and Mike in the morning, Dan Patrick during the midday, and then their local guy.
Yeah, well, they're paying extra. Because they're jumping between national brands.
By the way, nailed it. All of those are AM stations.
Yeah, they're throwaway sticks. Yeah, I don't know
he
why.
He has satellite. Oh, this wow. Too. So
on what?
Serious.
No, but on what channel?
Let's see. 967?
Which is
203?
What? 203?
Which
is what?
I have no idea.
He's not on Mad Dog. He's not on ESPN. No. Like, what's he on? In all seriousness, why would you go on the Dan Patrick Show? I don't know how you see it other than the Audience Network. And if you told someone of the stature of Mark Wahlberg, hey, you want to be on the Audience Network at 11 a.m. on a Wednesday, I think they'd say no.
Scranton, Pennsylvania?
There's this idea that Dan Patrick is somehow, with his frolic room, is somehow on all over the place, and he's not.
It's like Rich Eisen. Where do you hear that?
Yeah,
like, he's always got like big guests on there, too.
Nashua, New Hampshire, maybe?
honestly, it's like, where do you hear that show?
No, I don't know. I don't even know. Rich Eisen show, I've never even considered. But at least he's on the NFL Network, which I don't know who's watching it at 10 in the morning, but at least he's on the NFL Network.
It's like the one time, like, Bomani Jones started yelling at us, and who cares about Bomani Jones? I mean, I'm not going to start a radio fight or anything, but, like, I think that guy's got, like, a .01 or something in town.
Yeah, but at least he's on in Boston. Like, at least if you really wanted to find Bomani Jones, you could.
That's a good point.
Now, Bomani Jones is on the worst shift that you could be on in a national one, because it's, like you said, almost every station has a local afternoon show. So really the worst show you can be on NBC or on ESPN Radio is the afternoon show.
Right.
That's the worst shift.
You're right. It's like if you have a local package, they plug in the entire day except for their one local guy. Right. You're right. It's on top of Bomani.
Yeah. And so, but Dan Patrick, I have no idea.
Well,
Rich, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
Hey, what's up, Rich?
Not too much. Yeah, you know when they have that NBCSN, when they have the Wednesday night rivalries there on hockey?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's right here. NBCSN, it has Dan Patrick on live at 9 o'clock in the morning.
NBCSN?
Sports Network. But that's us. That's our network.
No.
CSA, NBC, no. The national one.
Yeah, when the Bruins have a national broadcast and you see good old Liam McHugh do studio with Milbury, that's the same station, is what he's saying.
I thought that they had, no, CBS as the Boomer show. Okay. Well, Dan Patrick's essentially doing what Boomer Esiason's doing.
No, which, Boomer Esiason's out in New York.
No, I know, but in terms of his television deal.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
But yeah. Not even as good a shift, because it's in the middle of the day. All right, well, there you go. I don't have any idea why anyone does the Dan Patrick show with his Danettes, that he calls them, and the guy that they call McLovin, which is bothers me for some unknown reason. Dan Patrick bothers me. What did Dan Patrick got mad? He got mad at me about something.
Oh, I forget.
The Patino thing or something like that?
All I know is that Rich Eisen's friends with the guys from Alice in Chains, and I'm kind of jealous of that. No. He's always got, like, hair metal guys on the show, which I'm kind of, like, he has, like, the dudes from Steel Panther on all the time.
Well, that'd be cool.
Yeah, and that looks good at, like, 9 in the morning Pacific.
But I know that people listen to Rich Eisen.
In LA, right?
And it kind of makes me go, like, all right, Rich Eisen's okay, because I know that his fans, like, who the hell are these guys?
All I remember is Steel Panther coming in here at 9 in the morning.
And they were great.
I know they were great, but for TV, maybe not the best look.
That's what they look like all the time.
Okay.
They look Steel Panther.
But what's funny is that when they were done, they were like, we were ready to talk sports. We love sports. Here's CBS Sports Minute with Boomer Esiason, brought to you by the American Red Cross. Boomer breaks down what another year of Alberto. I don't have any idea what this is.
Toucher and Rich.
Wake up.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed with Toucher and Rich.
What happened last night? 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what happened last evening?
Even when the Bruins are outplayed, they're winning.
2-on-1. Here's Marchand over the line. He's got Krejci with him. Marchand right circle. Walks in. Backhand. He scores! And less than a 63 in black. One to hear it from the crowd. He's able to dance into the right circle. Delay. Fake. Got Schneider down and pumped it inside the far post.
Well, a game where the Bruins had a bad start, where they were outshot, outchecked, and pretty much outplayed all over the place. They still won at the TD Garden last night. 3-2 the final score. One player, however, that you can say was dominant on the Bruins was Tuukka Rask. He had some mammoth saves amongst his 37 last night on the way to 2 points. But it was a strange evening for several reasons. One, it looks like, unfortunately, Brad Marchand might be getting a call from the NHL Department of Player Safety after this play from last night.
Broken up by Marchand. Marchand kicks it out to center ice. Pulls free from a check. Into the far circle. Marchand shoots. Happily the save. And he's able to scoop in the rebound. And then Marchand and Johansson go down. And I think we got a penalty upcoming.
Yeah, Marchand landed an elbow to the head of Marcus. He said Johansson, but they were saying Johansson on the broadcast. I don't know which one it goes with, but let's just go with the J, the strong J in the third period. There was no penalty called on the play as both Marchand and Johansson converged on the net. Marchand was firing a shot, but replay showed that Marchand actually caught Johansson with an elbow to the side of the head. just as he was heading down to the ice. Is that a veteran move that he's stuck in there, or no, is that completely by coincidence?
If they're going to suspend someone, they're going to suspend March.
He's a frequent customer.
Yeah, so
I'm thinking he's going to get a suspension.
Yeah. He's not going to play against Ottawa, maybe.
He was down for an extended period, had to be helped back to the New Jersey dressing room following the play, and didn't return. Marchand was asked what happened after the game. He said, what happened? I don't know. He got hurt. I don't know what happened. I have no idea. I took a shot, and I tumbled down, and he was hurt. So I don't know what happened there.
Funny,
but
most people are able to do that without raising their elbow.
He's hit the guy square the guy in the temple.
He ain't playing.
No. And then he added a little, but hopefully he's okay. So that might be the only thing that ends this unbelievable streak they're on, is taking away one of their better players.
They didn't have McAvoy last night, and they didn't play well, so who knows what's going to happen.
Rask was unbelievable in the first period. Yeah. It should have been 2-3, 4-0. I mean, that's how good he was. 20 saves, and it was scoreless after one.
Yeah. Just getting absolutely pelted. Another odd moment from last night was the random 13-minute delay caused by the scoreboard just blowing up, malfunction mid-game. But then again, if you look at it, it was all Bruins after that. That was kind of the turning point of the evening, was when the whole scoreboard was right after Bergeron scored.
Why you need the scoreboard?
I guess for the players, is that how they...
No, I mean, you could do it from the bench. I mean, you could play the game without the scoreboard.
It took, 10 minutes?
Yeah, but
it seemed like longer. What,
was it just the board, or was it the official timekeeping and the board was just showing?
No, the penalty time was going up instead of down because there were multiple penalties and it was a 5-on-3, and how long should the 5-on-3 be? And when that expires, how long is the 5-on-4? They got it all confused, and because there were concurrent, there was a double minor involved there, and no one could figure out when the penalty should be released. And apparently they had to go to Toronto because they have a clock that's being kept there, which didn't sync up with the score board in the building. But Fred's right. I mean, I don't seem crass, but screw the fans. I mean, you could keep time on the ice.
That is too crass.
Oh, sorry.
You went over the edge there.
Sorry, but the point being, they could have continued the game and not delayed it 10 minutes.
Yes, 13. It was a 13-minute delay last night.
You could have gone without the scoreboard. Absolutely. I mean, yes, of course.
Well, once again, so you're saying it was more than just the display, it was just the display, the actual timekeeping in the arena that was screwing everything up.
No, they could have figured out the time in a couple minutes and then screw the scoreboard.
Yeah, too much math involved, apparently, to check when penalties would expire.
Right.
Yeah, well, that was a lot of fun.
Great operation by the NHL.
For the people who were there, I'm sure that was enjoyable. Nice 13-minute pee break, but then again... This is his team playing great hockey right now, and Tuukka Rask, he knows it.
I think our team's playing great hockey, and a lot of that credit goes to them. You know, as long as your team plays good, you have a chance to look good, too. I think that's the biggest reason.
And also,
well said.
Yeah.
Do you know how skinny that guy is?
Oh, Tuukka Rask?
Yeah.
His legs are like toothpicks.
There's a picture of him. We know our own. Except he's thin everywhere, except for me, with the potato with sticks. Which people use against me, by the way. You're like a potato with sticks. I'm like, oh, that's funny. I said that for 14 years. But Tuukka Rask has a picture with him and Gronkowski, and it's just weird.
I can't even imagine what that looks like.
They're both professional athletes, and you're saying, what the hell is going on here? One looks like a monster, and the other one looks like Chuck Nevin.
Gronk's got him by, 70 pounds, 80 pounds?
It looks like 80 pounds. Yeah. It looks like Tuukka Rask looks like he's 6'2", like 165.
Yeah.
And Gronk is Gronk. Yes, it's amazing that they're both professional athletes.
And it's kind of shocking to see just how skinny he is in person.
Yeah.
It's like he's one of these guys where, like, a human who plays, who's an athlete of any way, shape, or form should not have legs that tiny.
Yeah.
But somehow he does.
Yes, indeed. Very flexible, I would imagine.
So,
a lot of fun in the sack.
Wow. Really? Big fan of that?
Oh, yeah.
Brad Marchand is a big fan of Tuukka Rask. Well, listen, Marchand likes Tuukka Rask in the sack.
Yeah, we need him every night. There's no question about that. He's a huge, huge player for our team. Yeah, he was big tonight. He definitely played a big part in winning that game. Came up with some really big saves at key times. That's why he's one of the best, if not the best. So it's great to see him playing like this, and a lot of fun for us.
So the point streak is now up to 17 games. What's the record, John?
81-82. At least finally now we've gotten some distance from the 90s.
Yeah.
Or from the 2000s. So So now, yeah, from 2000, when my wife asked me, and I was like, well, it's got to have been since the 70s. And it was like 3 years ago. But now we finally got, we got to the early 80s now, correct?
1983. This is the longest point streak in 35 years.
Finally, some historic action happening.
That's right.
Instead of just a couple years ago.
Well, if you
make me look like a fool.
If you want to meet those Boston Bruins, remember, you can buy VIP passes to our Pucks and Paddles event next month. Tickets are on sale at 985asportshub.com/pucks. You can also bid to be the partner, doubles partner in ping pong for that event. And I haven't checked since yesterday. All I know is that poor Wallach has not got one bid yet.
Wrong. You are wrong,
you have a
sir.
Bid now?
I have a bid.
Oh.
The Wallaholics are out.
Is last. Bertrand is the only person at the station who does not have a bid.
Well, the Wallaholics wouldn't let that happen. They wouldn't let that go.
Correct.
They had to jump in immediately.
We love them.
Rich and I still at 300?
Yes. Probably, which means one bid.
Still at 300.
Thanks,
Zolak,
Mom.
Zolak is 400. Yes.
I'm sure you'll fly enough for that one,
that's
Mom.
Right. None for Tim Schaller yet. Schaller, DeBrusk, Heinen, Nash. Come on, guys. Get on it.
Well, you still get if you do that, you get the VIP, which is
right.
200.
Right.
Plus, your
extra $100, you get our company, too.
And then you're in the pit. You understand? You're with all the players.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it's going to line up, but I would imagine the tables are together. So then you're in the pit. You're in the mosh.
Is this like a situation where there's going to be like 10 ping pong tables going at
you're
once?
You're asking me? I have no idea.
It's going to be a situation.
It's kind of like
Rich, let me tell you. This
the All-Valley
exactly
Karate Finals and the Karate Kid where there's like 10 different matches at once going on?
Everybody has one of those rectangular boards that you move across.
Well,
actually,
the situation's going to be there. He's bartending.
No, he's in trouble with the law right now.
Oh, the situation?
No. Oh, yeah. Oh, tax evasion. Big time. And he pleaded guilty.
Oh, situation.
Who saw that coming?
Not me. The situation, what, taxes on what? Like, what is
this about being irresponsible?
He's got like a beeper store.
Oh, boy.
In Staten Island.
I bet that guy's doing some sort of like bar appearances. Vegas still pays for like D-list celebrities to show like a ton of money.
Well, DJ Polly Del Vecchio still gets the gigs.
Oh, he kills it.
Well, I don't know if he still does.
No, he kills it. I read an article from last year. Unless from last year to this year, he's fallen off a cliff. Because I know the show's coming back or something.
Well, I don't know. If the situation's not on, I'm not watching it. You might as well just tell me Sammy Sweetheart's not going to be there.
Well, the situation was this. Oh, he's facing 5 years in jail for tax evasion.
Oh, please. With those abs?
He pled guilty. Let's see. Yeah. So he
Jay Wow and those natural cans of hers.
I thought that show was coming back.
It was supposed to come back.
Oh, it is. It is. The Jersey Shore Family Vacation. It reunites the entire cast of the original show. And I guess he was, in Miami doing that. And he had to go to court. And it looks like he could be facing up to 5 years.
Well, hopefully the situation. The world needs the situation. We don't need him locked up. I wonder what Sammy Sweetheart's doing now. Because Jay Wow and Snooki had a very successful show together. Where it was like, hey, we're garbage moms. And then
she's called Garbage Moms.
Yeah, it was called Garbage Moms.
What, they like leave the 5-year-old in the house for a few hours when they went out and did stuff?
Yeah, they would.
It's called Hot Car.
They were smoking when they were pregnant. There was a bunch of stuff going on. They'd go out for drinks and smoke. They'd go to cigar bars when they were pregnant.
Putting soda in the baby bottle. Here you go.
Sure.
Yeah. High C. We actually know people who've done that. Put high C in the bottle. You know what that gives you? The cavities. I'll tell you that one.
I think so.
That gives you the cavities. All right. We will be back at the Celtics looking real good.
Oh, my God. It was just.
You might want to start following the Bruins.
Holy moly.
So things are not going well for the Celtics. We'll discuss that. Here are the headlines.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Toucher and Rich.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. I keep seeing something that's on my face. Through the corner of my eye, but I can't find it. I'm slowly going mad.
Oh, like, you know, like something
like
kind of glistening?
Fuzz, like a fuzz.
Okay.
And when I look down, I see fuzz.
All right. Turn your head. Let me see.
No, I don't want to end the mystery. This is entertainment. This is my entertainment for the morning. Figuring out what's going on with the face.
And then see if it's edible.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Well, Nick went out to get me breakfast and screwed the whole operation up. So now I got nothing to eat. And we need Nick because we're going to start a phoner coming up here.
Yeah.
So that's done.
Have you done the Uber Eats, have you? I've done that a few times lately.
I don't even know what that is.
It's all right. They deliver the food to you.
So you'll get the food delivered by an Uber, but you won't let the Uber driver know where you live?
No. No, Uber drivers are different. That's completely different. Because you tell them where to pick you up.
Oh. Yeah. They're more trustworthy than cab drivers?
No. It's just that if
someone recognizes them in a cab.
No, that's not everybody. Just a couple people I got skeezed out by.
Yeah, but you said that if they know who you are.
No, not always. That happened a couple times.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Start asking strange questions. I'm like, all right.
Like what?
I don't even remember what it was. I have no idea. I just remember being like, all right, this is weird.
Okay. All right, so anyway, the Celtics are not good.
No, after playing at an elite level for months, the Celtics are playing like hot garbage right now.
Kyrie gets it back, throws into the corner. Tatum up fakes, dribble drive, attacks the paint, drops the ball, slipped right out of his hands, and Jason Tatum's nightmare continues.
Is that called a win for Fred Tucker?
Yes, of course.
There it is. One game. It was a nightmare game for Jason
Tatum.
That's
right. I was dead on with everything that I had to say about him.
It has been just an awful week. Not only was last night the Celtics' fourth loss in a row, but it was a loss to the lowly Lakers, a team that with every single loss they suffer makes your Lakers pick worth more and more value next year. So for many reasons, that just sucked last night. Bad decisions, the fact that Kyrie seems to be lately the only truly dependable offensive weapon, and the fact that Los Angeles had 23 second chance points. And the free throw disparity, holy moly. Celtics with 10 free throw attempts and the Lakers with a whopping 36.
Making up for the AFC championship game.
I guess someone was very bitter, but with seconds left, the Celtics only down by one, they still had the chance to win. So who do you give the ball to? Kyrie Irving. Right?
Caldwell Pope, second free throw. That's going to bounce out. Rebound, Smart. 5 seconds to go. Smart races into the front court. Smart, step back. He's going to take a three. It bounces out, and the Lakers win the ball game.
Gross.
What happened to the ball kid?
What's that?
Why didn't Ball play last night?
He's been hurt the last few games. I think he's missed 5 or 6 straight games.
Oh, loser.
Yeah, it would have been fun to have him out there. Maybe
winners play.
Yeah, yes. I guess so. Well, on top of that, the Celtics made Kyle Kuzma look like an all-star, scoring 17 of his 28 points in the fourth quarter. As a matter of fact, the Lakers bench outscored their own starters, 65-43. And just how valuable is Kyrie to the Celtics team right now? Last night, the Celtics played just 9 minutes and 30 seconds without him. During that time, they were outscored by 17.
Yeah, he was a plus 16, and they lost by 1.
Yeah, in a 1-point loss, in the less than 10 minutes he didn't play, they ended up getting outscored by 17 points. Unbelievable. Well, here is Marcus Smart on what he was thinking with that final shot.
Kyle Pope made a good play. He made me change direction, you know, with that short amount of time. You know, I wanted to make sure we got a shot off. So it felt good when it left my hands. I thought it was going in. You know, this is how it goes. So, you know, it's over with. Got to turn around and try to come out and win them all.
All right, LL Cool J with the smacks.
That's right. Licking his lips.
Licking his lips and smacking. Right. Very seductive.
A lot of bad things going on. First of all, Celtics got pushed around for most of the night. Lakers had, 15, 16 offensive rebounds. And the other thing is, and this is becoming a trend, we saw it at times a couple of years ago when the Celtics didn't have a lot of scores. They take a lot of threes. They took 44 more three-pointers last night.
Chucking them up.
That's half of their total for the night. And then, above all, the Lakers should have blown them out. They should have won by double digits. The Lakers tried to hand the game back to them. You mentioned the Lakers had 36 free throws. They missed 15, including 3 in the final 30 seconds. Lakers are up by 6 with 25 seconds left, and the Celtics had the ball last down 1. They really should have won the game. The Lakers
did you watch that game?
I taped it and watched a little bit of it this morning. Yes, I did.
I watched the first quarter.
So you got up and watched the game this morning?
I did skim it this morning.
What time did you get up?
4:15.
So you could check out the regular season Lakers game?
Yes, exactly.
Do you feel like you need to be on point in case you're called into duty?
Well, no, that wasn't the reason. I was genuinely curious. I'm not going to be called into duty to go do the Clippers game tonight, I'm pretty sure.
No, but just so you have it, you're on the ball.
Yes.
You feel like you didn't
miss anything. Sure. Well, I pay attention.
That is dedication
but
right there.
In the end, you know,
I didn't even know they were playing last night.
You know they're playing the Lakers? Or
no. Well, it was after bedtime, so I understand that.
No. Well, listen. Yeah, it was a West Coast game.
Same thing tonight.
I watched the Bruins.
No need to pay attention.
I kept an eye on the situation.
Sure.
But you got up at 3:45
yep.
to go.
I wanted to see how it looked and how they looked, and they didn't look good. Lakers should have won by a lot more than they won.
Did you just fast forward through commercials?
No, I fast-forwarded through a lot of the second quarter. And then
was a good quarter.
Skim the
for
third.
The Celtics.
Well,
they're playing well.
I know, but
that doesn't tell the story.
No, they did not play well for the balance of the evening. They didn't play well at all. They deserve to lose. They take too
many
threes.
They're up by like 13 or something in the second.
They got pushed around
and
then by this Lakers team.
And then just, it was, I mean, Kuzma, they had no answer for him.
Well, Kuzma's played well this year for them.
Hey, I'll tell you this. If you, the Wallaholics out there want some more fuel for their fire, just know Wallach was up at 4-4.
I was.
So you could check out the West Coast Lakers-Boston game.
Well, now, look, having said that, I'm hurting and will not do the same this evening.
Yeah, well, listen.
Not going to stay up and watch a Clippers game, probably.
Well, you will. You'll get up at two, and you actually watch it in real time. True.
Well, there's some other potentially bad news as well. Adding insult to injury, Al Horford got smashed in the face by Josh Hart's head in a collision with only 20 seconds left, and he spent some time on the ground covering his face in pain, obviously, with Horford's history of concussions in each of his seasons here in Boston. Stevens wasn't going to take any chances, yanked it from the game. And now, there was some potentially excellent news yesterday, however, amongst all the trash, and that is that Gordon Hayward traveled with the team to L.A. yesterday and will be staying there for the next 2 weeks to train. On top of that, Brad dropped this nugget as well.
We're basically, one of the things that we wanted to do with him was change his environment, you know, just to move a little bit. So he's going to be here for these two games, and then he will stay here in Southern California for a week, 10 days, with a couple of our staff, and then rejoin us in Boston. I have to say that the traveling looks like it could be early March.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Saying that he could be traveling with the team in March.
That's six full weeks before the end of the season.
See, it is exactly the way we've been predicting it. You travel with the team for a couple weeks, and then you're playing a little bit right before, maybe 2 weeks before the playoffs. Wouldn't you say, to get your feet wet a little
bit?
Sure,
Rich.
And then you
sounds
finally,
like a great idea.
You got someone other than Kyrie Irving that can
fire
make a
right
shot consistently. I mean, what happened? I mean, it's like Jason Tatum can't make a shot. Rozier's been fine, but I mean, Rozier's Terry Rozier. Jaylen Brown's been cold. It has been really...
No, they're not playing well. These are the dog days of winter for the NBA season.
I hate that excuse,
but
though.
But it's the truth. It happens.
But it's four bad losses in a row.
I know.
Tatum has hit the rookie wall, baby. This is finally everything is coming true.
I'm not surprised by that. The other part of it, real quick, on the last shot, that Smart, a lot of people, and if you listen to Kyrie Irving, he said basically, well, there are a lot of plays that are called, we have end of game plays, and
that ain't one of them.
And no, but I was just going to say, and Marcus had the shot. Basically, he was saying he should have passed the ball.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Marcus is not the guy who wanted to take that shot. I've looked at the last play a couple of times. He could have found Terry Rozier was open in the corner. I don't think, I think Tatum was open on the wing, but too far from the basket. Rozier was the guy. Kyrie was covered.
Well,
but Rozier was open, and Rozier had made a couple of big shots in the final minutes. So
the good news is that the rest of the East has been playing kind of close to garbage over the last couple of weeks. So Boston's still in first, a game and a half ahead of Toronto, and six games ahead of Cleveland. We're going to get to what went on with LeBron and Cleveland and everything in just a little bit. But I mean, if you look, Cleveland's, it's just the last 10 games. They've lost three out of the last seven. Toronto's lost four of their last 10. Then you've got Miami has been slumping. Washington's definitely been slumping.
Oh, and Washington. Washington's out of control, too.
All right, so we have to break, and when we come back, we need some of your thoughts.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I was expecting a victory, but not a blowout. How about you?
Oh, my God. My heart can't stop racing right now.
Yeah.
Amazing win. I don't have a voice.
Yeah. No,
oh, my God.
How about
amazing.
You?
No, it's
see?
Crazy. Wentz goes down. Big Nick Stefanski.
All right. Sorry about that, but this is live television, folks.
The international news taught us we couldn't do it last week, and then we did against Matt Ryan. And then this week we did it against the Vikings, baby. Where was there a defense this week? Nowhere. You know where they were? In South Philly, the last place they wanted to be.
A lot of fun out here. I think there's just a lot of screaming. And,
Go Bird! Go Bird!
We apologize for that. Live TV, so.
Live TV.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. Enough with the half-ass apologies. Just say that you knew what was coming.
Honest to God, you put yourself in the middle of
thousands of drunk Eagles fans after a win. What do you think's going to happen?
Well, no, you're hoping that
a live
happens.
Shot? Yeah. I mean, really? You're sorry?
Yeah.
No, come on.
They hope that they go viral because the fans go insane and start yelling stuff. I do like Big Blank Nick. That is a great nickname for Nick Foles, which I'm sure there's already shirts being made.
Sure.
Yeah, with that one. Very graphic. It's like the towel and all of a sudden in Philadelphia, if you know what I'm saying. All right. So a lot has been made about the Eagles fans. You know, there's the famous stories from way back in the day that, you know, people threw batteries at Santa Claus. But more recently, there was like a public service announcement that came out for the Vikings fans that were traveling to Philadelphia.
There's the videos of the people who were Vikings fans this past weekend walking in and getting pelted with beer and cans. Was it an Eagles fan, wasn't it, that vomited on somebody on purpose in the stands?
I remember that incident. Let's just say it was.
Okay. Would you put it past them?
It's either they were Buffalo, one of the two.
They were running into poles. They were riding dune buggies up the stairs of the Museum of Art or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah. The guy intentionally threw up on an 11-year-old girl.
Yeah.
It was during a Phillies game, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
So his friends were escorted out of their seats for unruly behavior on the way out. Clemens reportedly, quote, this is the guy, leaned over and put two fingers down his throat and started vomiting onto an off-duty police officer and his 11-year-old daughter.
Yeah, well, good for him. All right,
they beat up Chief Z apparently one time from the Chiefs. No, it was the Redskins. It was a Redskins Eagles game. There was a guy.
Well, they were offended by its portrayal of Native Americans.
Yeah. I guess they beat him up.
Yeah, so they attacked him and beat him unmercifully.
They threw. This is of course just fans and Philadelphia Eagles fans. They threw a beer bottle at Ryan Howard. They burned DeSean Jackson's jerseys out there. They embarrassed themselves against the Capitals. What was that thing where they threw all that crap onto the ice?
I don't know. I've been to Flyers games and I've been to Phillies games and I haven't really seen anything. But of course, this fan base has a reputation. The Eagles fans, most of all. So 617-779-0985. Have you been to an Eagles game?
Have you experienced this firsthand?
And experienced this, or have you just been in Philadelphia and experienced this? Have you been to a road game? I would imagine the Eagles fans are one of the teams that when they come to a city, like you're in South Beach, and all of a sudden there's all these guys with Eagles jerseys on running around and yelling, and you're like, oh, God, here we go. Like they're in the Crypts or something, you know, they're walking around with those jerseys on, yelling and screaming.
No, I mean, and the thing about it, too, is that this is so distant to what anyone's living right now in New England. For, you know, there's a reputation for New England sports fans being a bunch of assholes. Patriots, go to a Patriots game. It's one of the most polite crowds in the NFL. I mean, think about it. I've seen them yell and heckle. It ain't anything like what you're seeing at Eagles games. And I've seen 10 times worse. And I know that they say it's because people have been outpriced at a lot of these games, the wine and cheese crowd. I get that. But Gillette, as far as the scale of how fans act, is probably right in the middle. It's not too mean.
It's too far from anything. That's part of the reason why.
Well, I mean, you're right. The closer proximity you are to public transportation, the more you're going to drink and the more you're going to go nuts in the crowd.
Yeah, Foxborough is too far away for most people. It's just you're out there and then you got to worry about who's going to drive the hour back.
Have you done the drunk tank before?
Yes.
The train?
Yes.
Yeah, that's not fun. Coming back, that is a nice little hell.
No, I didn't take it back. I just took it there.
Oh, well, there's fine.
And then we walked around at halftime for an hour trying to find a cab and got in a huge fight with each other. The guy was Pat, go ahead.
Hi, yeah. So I was a kid growing up. I was maybe 8 years old. Me and my dad, Giants fans, go to a game in Philadelphia. Giants are winning. An adult fan dumped beer on my head. I was 8 years old.
Okay, so what did your father do?
So my dad starts going after the guy, right? There's a little bit of a scrum. The guy that dumps beer on my head ends up getting kicked out. But my dad was able to stay. We were able to stay.
Oh, well, listen, that'll show him. Get him out of the game. Hey, I dumped alcohol on an 8-year-old's head.
That's called a Philadelphia christening.
Yeah, that's right.
You have now been baptized in the sudsy waters of the Philadelphia.
Yeah, and by the way, it's not like Lincoln Financial is, I mean, that's not an easy ride. from a lot of places either.
Is that next to the FU Center? It's in that complex, isn't it?
Yeah,
they're all together.
Yeah, all on basically one intersection.
That's what I thought. There's a big parking lot, which is, I think, brilliant. It's great. It's central.
You can park anywhere for any game. That's the thing. I mean, if you have a game, and I've done this at Citizens Bank Park, you can park behind the First Union Center if you want, right across the street.
I don't think it's brilliant. I think it's terrible.
Why?
Because they should ingrain the buildings into the city.
Well, that part's okay, but the tailgating aspect of it's phenomenal.
Agreed.
All right. I don't care for the three things right in the same parking lot. It doesn't ingratiate itself in the city. It's all removed. It's right by Club Risque, though, where you can see the cesarean scars and you can leave your driver's license there in a panic.
That's right.
The day that you're supposed to fly back from Philadelphia. All right.
Hang on. Okay, we get back because we're getting a bunch of calls. Somebody's reminding me of a Philly story that I completely forgot about.
All right. 617-779-0985. No commercials here, just the headlines.